11?
Yeah, I think we did 11.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, let's begin, guys. Okay. Yesterday, we had in the Gemara Havamina. The Gemara said that Rav Huna said you need 3 consecutive years, Ritzufus. And the Gemara said that if it's a place where it's fallow, then the year, you don't have to count that year according to the Rashbam. And the Gemara said that the Gemara had a Havamina. So let's read that Havamina again with the two Terutzim of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Mahu de Tema. It says, the Bach says, Beferish Mahu de Tema. Matze Amrle im Isa de Didach Havi Boile le Mizre. That the Marakama says you should have planted on it. Since you didn't plant on it, then it shouldn't count. Kamash Milan, the Gemara gives 2 Terutzim. Domrle Chada Ara Bekule Baga. Lo mintza lemintar. I can't pay if everyone else is fallow, and I want to plant. I mean, I can't pay for the shomer myself. Thank you, Vinami. The second teretz b'hachin nichalei da'avdet fei. I always want to land fallow. It's better for the land. So let's begin like this. I gave you the Ravan. What did the Ravan say? The Ravan said the following: that we count the year. We count the year that lay fallow. We count the year that lay fallow in the chazaka. It's olalo, it counts. That's what the Ravan said. But the Ravan made a comment, and what is the comment that he says at the end of his piece? Lo natata devarecha l'shiurin. He says you have to count it. Otherwise, sometimes it'll be 3, sometimes it'll be 6. Right? And therefore, says the Ravan, it always has to be 3. Since it always has to be 3, we always count the year that was fallow. That's the Rabban's opinion. So I want you to get that down. We didn't mention that yesterday. The end of the piece is lo natata de rechlish yurin. Much more like it's a low plume. That it's always got to be 3. And who does that recall your memory? Low plume? Takanas lachamim? Hushita? The Rosh? And the Rambam? That zecheske sholoshonim is what is midrabbanan. So we want to begin with the Ravan that made that comment. Now I asked a few guys in Seder, why does he say 6? Right? The first year you plant, the second year lay fallow, the third year you plant, the fourth year fallow, fifth year you plant. When should be the chazaka? At the end of 6 or at the end of 5? I don't think he meant 6. And I saw this morning the Torah writes Beferish 5. So I want you to get that down. Okay? He says Beferish 5. And that makes a lot of sense. And I want you to get that there are 2 opinions in the Shulchan Aruch on this issue. In Siman Kuf Mem Aleph. Do you count the fallow year? Machlokas Rashbam and the Ri against the Ravan. Siman Kuf Mem Aleph Sif Dalet. Ochla Sholo Shonim Ritzufos Ba'asra Demovri, where they lay it fallow. Yesh Mishomer Ave Chazaka. Whose opinion is that? The Ravan. Yesh Mishomer Shena Chazak. Whose opinion is that? The Rashbam and the Ri. So this machlokes we had yesterday is Beferish 2 opinions in Shulchan Aruch. Simen Kuf Mem Aleph Sif Dalet. Let's make sure we get that. So the first 2 points we mentioned is that the Ravan said it's like a little plume. Number 2 point we said it doesn't mean 6, it meant 5. If you hold like the Rashbam, it didn't mean 6, it meant 5. And number 3 is it's 2 opinions in Shulchan Aruch. Usually when you have Yesh Mishomer and Yesh Mishomer in the Shulchan Aruch, who do you hold like? Which opinion, the first or the second? The second. That's the klal. Whenever you have Yesh Mishomer, Yesh Mishomer, you always go with the second. If it's a stam, Bakar Kach Yesh Omrim, you hold like what? You hold like the stam. So that works well because that's the majority opinion, like the Rashbam against the Ravan. Okay. Now, what we have to see right now is when the Gemara gives this answers, what were they 2 distinct answers or are they 1 answer? Okay, you always have to analyze that when you read the Gemara. Are they 2 distinct terutzim or not? Okay? So, if you look in the Rambam, and you look in the Rosh, the first half of the Rosh that I wanted you to see, the Rambam and the Rosh only quote the second answer of the Gemara. Which was what? What was the second answer? It's better for the field that it should lay fallow. So, therefore,
They only quote the second tirush of the Gemara. So what does that seem to indicate? No, not necessarily. But we're going to say not necessarily. No, not at all. But we're going to say it's all one answer. And the second answer is really what? Is really the clinching line. So how do we learn up the Gemara? According to the Rambam and the Rif and the Rush, only quote the second reasoning. It runs as follows. The way it runs is that where did Nemuki Yosef add Eli in the Havamina of the Gemara? Nemuki Yosef that I wanted you to see. What does he add in? That the Ma'arir, the Marakama, comes and says, you should have what? You should have planted in order to today what? Lachzik. The Marakama says, you should have acted like you wanted to get it. You should have planted. Why didn't you plant? You should have planted today lachzik. What's the Gemara's answer? The first answer is, you know what? The first answer is that if it's going to cost me extra money to do, then I don't have to do it. If it's going to cost me extra money to pay a shomer, then I don't have to do it. That's the first answer of the Gemara. But then the Gemara elaborates. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says the following. It says the following pshat. The Gemara asks, but it's very possible to say that what? The Gemara says, the Gemara continues and says that the whole kasha is a wrong kasha. Because what's the whole kasha? What was the whole havamina? What was the whole havamina? That the Marakama can say what? You should have planted. To make it better. What's the teretz? The teretz is your kasha doesn't even start. Because what's the second teretz say? On the contrary, I don't have to plant kedei l'hachzik. I want to lay it fallow. So if I want to lay it fallow, that's even better for the field. That's even better for the field. So the way you view these is not two distinct terutz. The first terutz of the Gemara is saying that I don't have to show kedei l'hachzik because it's going to cost me money. And then the Gemara continues and adds on an answer which says that the whole kasha is wrong. Because the whole kasha is wrong. Because the truth of the matter is that I don't have to what? I don't have to go ahead and plant it kedei l'hachzik. I can what? I can leave it alone in order to what? In order to make it better. I can leave it alone and make it better. And therefore it's all one teretz of the Gemara. The first answer basically, whenever you have a kasha, there's a premise of the kasha. And you can answer it in one of two ways. You can destroy the premise, or you can say what? The premise remains and I'm giving you an answer. So that's exactly what happened, sir. The kasha the Gemara is you should have planted in order to be machzik. The Gemara answers the premise is right, but if it's going to shell, it's going to cost me to shell out money to pay for a shomer. I don't have to do that. Then the Gemara continues and says the second answer says the whole premise of the kasha is wrong. What was the whole premise of the kasha? The whole premise was that you have to plant. No, I don't have to plant. I lay it fallow to make it better. Okay, so that's how the Rambam and the Rosh will learn that it's all one teretz of the Gemara. Oh, if you open up the tour clearly sees it as two distinct terutzim. The tour in Simen Kuf Mem Aleph writes Beferish the following. The tour says, Yachol Omrani Chafetz Las Vira Laman Tosif Kocha B'Shanim HaBaos. I want to what? I want to make it strong. V'afilim Yodea Shitove In Tzrich Lovir Im Asadosh Shizivoseh Movirim Yesh Lo Taine Dechara Ara Bekulei Baga Lo Mintura. According to the tour, these are two distinct terutzim in the Gemara. Okay? Meaning, what was the second answer? That I want to make it better. That's only if what? It really what needs to lay fallow. But in the Sada does not need to lay fallow. What's the answer you have to rely on? What'd you say?
Lose out money.
Lose out money by paying the shomer. So in the tour, it's clear that he uninterpreted the Gemara's two different terutzim. How are they two different terutzim? One teretz deals with what? The first teretz deals with fields that are what? Deals with, what is the first teretz dealing with? Right, that's the chiddush. If there are certain situations, right, the second tine is dealing with fields that need to lay fallow. So the second teretz is dealing with only with the setter that needs skuka lovira. So therefore I want to do that. And the first teretz is dealing with what? A teretz that what doesn't need to lay fallow. But I don't want to have to what? I don't want to have to show our cash. So both terutzim are taking care of both situations. Okay? And therefore you can read the what the Gemara as two distinct terutzim according to the tour. And moreover, the Ritva, which I gave you, says explicitly that there are two distinct terutzim. In fact, in Dibur Maskar Kamashim Lan, he takes it as so far to say, and I want you to get this nakuda, what happens if every field is planted? And the guy says, I happen to be an expert agricultural man, and I feel it should lay fallow. What does he say? What is the din in such a case? Can he do that? The Ritva says, Butla, Dato, Eitzel, Kol, Adam, says the Ritva. Ritva says that he can't do. If everyone plants and this guy wants to lay fallow, that's unacceptable. Because there's a famous klal in the Gemara called Butla, Eitzel, Dato, Kol, Adam. Let's say there are people that can carry baskets on their heads. Anshe Hutzal, the Gemara has in Shabbos on Daf Pei. Are they Chayef Skila for carrying on Shabbos? They know how to carry baskets on their heads. Is that a normal way of carrying something? No. When you do talking with a Shinu and Shabbos, is that an Issud Yeraisa? No, it's an Issud Rabbanan. Excellent. The Anshe Hutzal, that's their Derech. Are they Chayef? No, they're Putter. Because of what? Butla Daita Etzel Kaladim. So the Ritva has a Chiddush where he writes that if everyone plants, though, and you think it lays lay fallow, we don't listen to you, and you would lose your chazaka. Now, I think, if you look in the Torah seems to say that both, the Ritva agrees with the Torah, that both are distinct terutzim. But I think, according to the Torah, that both terutzim take care of both situations. That according to the Torah, if you get a guy that does this, we want to suggest that the Torah would argue and say it still would be a chazaka. You would not say butl dait says kolonim. Because the Torah says it's, the two terutzim take care of both situations. The Ritva, though, does point out, if everyone plants, this guy has no tainit, because butl dait says kolonim, and therefore he would not get a chazaka. Yes, Ellie?
I didn't see from the Torah that everyone plants.
I don't know, I just got the impression, because the Torah says that both terutzim are taking care of both situations.
Doesn't the Torah say that it's rugged, like,
okay, all right, maybe, I don't know, it's mukhruch what I'm saying. But I just got the impression in the tour said, afil im yodeya shehi tova, vein tzricha lahaz ovir. You know it's good, and you know it doesn't have to lay fallow. You could still have the taina that what? That I don't want to have to pay the shomer, right? That I don't want to have to pay the shomer, okay? I don't know, I'm just saying that by the fact that tour didn't get into it, we want to suggest the Torah would argue, okay? But they both agree they're two distinct terutzim. You follow me? Against the way the Rambam and the Rosh learned that it's all one, building up to one terutz. So that's what we have to get. That's the first mahalach we got to see here in this, the pshat in the Gemara. Okay, we got a lot to see, guys. Yeah, Daniel, real quick.
I just wanted to say that it's possible that the Torah lines up perfectly with the name of Yosef, who does split it as two different and still you could say that it's kolo even if no one else is doing it.
It seems from the Nemuka Yosef that it's all one teretz. I would agree with you. It seems from the Nemuka Yosef it's two different teretz.
And that, but that it's kolo everything. You don't have to worry about the Ritva. The Ritva says,
okay, but he doesn't talk. Okay, like the way you're saying in the tour. He doesn't talk about that case. By the fact you don't talk about that case, he would seem like he would argue on it. Uh-huh. You got to say it. Until you say it, I would assume the muksuk always wins. You follow me? That's what I'm saying. This is a chiddush to say. Who says butla daitas kum should apply in this case? I don't know. Why should it apply? The guy feels of the tvei. I think I'm an agricultural man. Fallowing this is critical. That's it. Okay? All right. Very good. Yeah, Josh, go ahead. Go ahead, real quick. Yeah, go ahead.
What would the Rambam and the Rosh who say it's all one in to say about a field that is not beneficial to the tvei?
A field that what?
It's not beneficial for lays fallow.
That will not be a... Would you say I can't...
It's not beneficial for the field if it lays fallow.
It's not beneficial if it lays fallow, you mean.
So how would you say it's one answer? I mean, what would you say? Why would it be mastic if it lays it fallow?
No, that's the... If it is planted, you need 3 years consecutive. Correct. If you don't have 3 years consecutive, you're not going to get it. If it's not beneficial that it's fallow, you have to be on it 3 years consecutive. That's Ravuna. The whole chiddush of the Gemara is and lands that it does lay fallow, right?
Okay.
If you're right, if it's not beneficial and it's a regular field, you need 3 years with Sufa. That's what Huna's did. Okay? That's his chiddush. Alright. Very good. Now we move on in the Gemara. Okay? Let's see in the Gemara now. Tanan. Okay?
Tanan, let's see. Tanan, the Gemara says, and I was looking in the Shulchan Aruch about the other Nakuda, which I didn't find. What was the other Nakuda? Whether you have to plant or not. I didn't find that in Shulchan Aruch. The other Nakuda was the Machlech of the Rashbam and the Yeshita Mikubetzis. I didn't find that in Shulchan Aruch. But the first Nakuda I did find, as we said, was a Machlechus. Okay. Fight to now in the Gemara. Let's see inside. Tanan. Okay, Michael, read the Gemara, please. Go ahead. Let's see Tanan. The bottom of Chavtes Amaral. Let's go. We got a lot to see. Go ahead. Tanan. Cheskes Abatim. Go ahead. Loud. I can't hear you. Go ahead. Great Kasher. Rav Huna, you hold a Tzufin? How do we know this guy was in the house every night for 3 years? You think they're, how does everyone know? Okay, there are people around during the day. At night, though, don't you need Ritzufin? You hear me, Ariel? That's the Kasha of the Gemara. You need to have Ritzufin. So where do you have Belial or Ryan? Go ahead. Shivavai, the neighbors. Go ahead. Excellent. The neighbors know day and night. Now, what does the Nemuki Yosef add on that I want you to see? You think don't neighbors sleep? What, you think they're awake the whole time? You think they're awake the whole time, but they know this guy's squatting? They have to sleep, right? Everyone sleeps. Gemara says a person can't stay awake for 3 days straight. It's impossible. Gemara in Nadarim. Physically, it's impossible. So what's up, Shot? So Mikhail Yosef says, if a guy moves out, it's noticeable. If a guy moves out, it's noticeable. And therefore, they didn't notice a guy moving out, so therefore it's slam dunk clear that the guy's been there day and night. They would have noticed if the guy was what? Was there. Granted, they sleep at night. But if the guy moved out, it would have been noticeable. That's the line in the Mukhi Yosef. Did everyone see that lush in the Mukhi Yosef? That's why you see his open, like you said, Ellie. He's being perished to Gemara, right? I'll read you the Lushin. Maybe Yadeh. When you're sleeping, you don't know what's going on. Who's going to testify? The lawyer Gishu, the Nufik. They testify. We felt no one left. The Nufik Vafik. You get moving trucks, money. Everyone knows when a guy moves. You got this gigantic. You have it on the Oz Vahadar. Lamed Zayin off the Dapi Arif. Okay. Lamed Zayin. Add that in. You have to add that in. That's what Yosef says. It's Pshat in the Gemara. Yes, Satan. Go ahead.
But is that only for neighbors? Like, wouldn't anyone else see them moving?
Not necessarily. I mean, guys are around the house. Guys don't notice, you know. Guys, if you're not a neighbor, you don't notice. But your neighbor knows the guy's moving. Real estate, you know. People notice. Yes, Chaim.
So you can still go away for a few weeks or a few days.
Who could go away?
The Muslim. The neighbor wouldn't do that. You go away for 3 days, your neighbor doesn't necessarily know.
Ritzufin, though. When you move, though, they know. When they move, you know. That's the difference. Sure they do. You don't see any activity. If you move, you don't take a moving truck. Like Eitan, like I said, Eitan. You don't take a moving truck when you're away for 2 months.
Exactly, but you're not.
I understand, but when you move, then there's a moving truck. It's noticeable. That's all we care about.
It's not retuping them if you're not there for 2 months.
You don't have to. That goes back to what we said yesterday. You don't have to actually be there. Remember? It's only under your jurisdiction. It's your address.
So
right?
What do you have to say about why we have to
You don't have to be besocha. You don't have to be besocha. What'd you say?
Why would they have to be there at night?
Because we want to know if it's his or not.
He's there every day, all day.
But maybe it's not his at night. Maybe he just works there. Is that a worker? We need pilots. Okay. Go ahead. Michael, fight in the Gemara. Let's go. What does Rava say? What's the different answer?
There are two people in the house that the guy with Mosak hired two people to live in the house.
Two guys are renting from the squatter. And therefore they say we rented for 3 years, day and night. What does that imply? Not imply, it's beferish. That the squatter is the owner. Yes? They are saying, they are testifying on behalf of the squatter. They are testifying on behalf of the squatter. Now what must you ask yourself when you read this Gemara? No, you tell me.
Why would this answer together the other?
Good, excellent. Is it a different answer? Are they being chaylik? Excellent, Michael. So you look in the Rishonim, okay? You look in the Rishonim, 1 second, Alan, okay? You look in the Rishonim, the Aliyas of Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rashba, clearly say that Rav is not being chaylik, and Abai is just giving another answer. He's giving another answer that we can verify that this is in fact his for 3 years Ritzufin. Okay? I'll give you a scenario. Like Eitan brought up. Let's say you got no neighbors. So the guy lives in Timbuktu. He lives in the middle of a mountain. There are no neighbors. So how are you going to have Ritzufin? So he just gave you the case. You follow me? Rav is not being clearly conceptually an Abaye. He's giving you a Hechetimsin that I can give you Ritzufin where there's no neighbors. So everything's hunky-dory, no machlekes Rav and Abaye. That's according to Rashba, Aliyas Rabbeinu Yehi. What'd you say? Okay, that's a good deal. I like that. Very good, Michael. Kigon. You're right. Kigon means for example. I'm going to give another case. Very good. Excellent. It's an excellent point. Very good. I like that. Very good deal. Excellent. However, there is another shita that Rav in fact is chaylik and Abaye. And this is Mavur in the Ritva. The Ritva, Dibra Maskel, Man Masid. Dear Maskel, Rav Omar quotes a Yesh Beforshim that says they argue. Now, why would Rav argue on this? Someone tell me. What is difficult with Abaye's Eidus? Abaye's Teretz. What's difficult with that? Okay. I can't hear you.
Okay.
No. It's not no gay yet. Go ahead, Shmuel.
They don't actually see anything.
Excellent. Excellent. Very good. Excellent, guys. It's shlili. It's Eidus be'ofen shlili. You know what ofen means? Manner. It's negativity. We didn't see anyone leave. Who says that that's Eidus? Abaye says that that's Eidus. But it is possible to say, you can't testify what? That on something that what didn't happen? That's bizarre, Rava says. That's bizarre. And therefore, you're not testifying. You're just testifying Eidus Shlili that we didn't see any guy leave. I saw Reuven kill Shimon. I saw a murder. I saw a guy Mizana with an Eishes Ish. I saw a guy do a Vodazara. That's Eidus. I saw something. I didn't see. It's possible to say that's not Eidus. And therefore, Eidus both in Shlili, this Yesh Beforshim says, Rava says, Rava Omer, Eino Eidus. So it is he's been calling Eino Eidus. Now obviously Rav Rishonim argue on this. Like Michael said, Kigon. And according to this Yesh Beforshim, the word Kigon doesn't fit as well. But to defend this Michael in Pshat in the Gemara, most times when you have in Shas Rava Amar, he's coming to be cholik. Not just Rava. When you have the Amor and then it says Amar, he's coming to be cholik as opposed to Amar Rava. Amar Rava is meaning saying a statement, not addressing another Amora. But when you say Rava Amar, it's like a canon. You follow me? So that would be defending the Yesh Beforshim. You follow me? So this is a very big lumdus, because you could say an Eidus before Shlili is not called Eidus. And that's the Chiddush. That may be what we could suggest here. Maybe. That's a Chiddush that we could suggest. Okay? In fact, there is a Rabbeinu Hananel that seems to say later on, okay, on Daf Mem Dalin Mebeis, there's a Rabbeinu Hananel that's quoted by the Rashbam that seems to say a similar thing. Okay? All right, whatever the case might be, we have a Machlokes Ritva B'Shem the Yesh Beforshim. How does he identify the Yesh Beforshim in the notes? 69, he says the Rashba quotes also Yesh Beforshim in the third pshat. Okay, it's also in the Nemukah Yosef. So we have a big Machlokes Rav and Abaye according to this Yesh Beforshim. Excellent, Michael. Vayter now, let's go. Vayter the Gemara. Go ahead. Excellent. This is a bad job. Rava came up with a case where the two guys are renting and they're going to, what, testify they've been renting and it's good for the squatter? These guys are nogeya beidus. What is nogeya? How do you translate literally? It means touch. It means they have a self-interest. Whenever you're nogeya, you're puzzle. Now, I gave you a ksos, okay? I gave you a ksos achoshim.
The Ksosa Choshet Siman Lama Dalatzav Kandal, which we'll do another time when we get Vaitan Sugyas. I just wanted to see it very quickly. Why is Nogeya Be'edus Puzzle? Why is it Puzzle? There are two possibilities. Chash Meshaker, or we're afraid he's a liar. He's going to lie. What's number two? He's a Karov to himself. Karov hates a lot small. If you're a Karov, then you become Puzzleitis. Number one is a Svara. Number two is a what? A Xeris Akasov. Moshe and Arna Puzzleitis. What's the marker for that? They testify together. Baba Basher. Kuf Nun Zayin Amal. Xeris Samelach. Moshe and Arna can't testify. Because they're Karov. Why is an Ogea Puzzleitis? Is it because we're afraid he's going to lie? Or is it afraid that we call him a Karov? One is a Svara, one is a Jezek Kosov. It's a famous Ksos. Question is, can you hire Aiden? Hiring Aiden, are they Puzzleitis? Diraisa Drobana. Eitan, what do you say? If you're hiring Aiden, we're afraid they're what? They're going to lie. Should be a Psul Diraisa if you hold Chash Meshaker. If you hold Karov, it's a lot small, right? Maybe what? Maybe they should only be Puzzle mid the Rabbana, right? That's what the Ksosis discusses. But what'd you say?
It says
Xeris Akasov.
Why is that
Xeris Akasov is that it's you're a Karov. You're a Karov. So maybe hiring Lamaisa. Okay, question is, does hiring make you that degree? But what I want to just give one very good nafkamina. And that is a machlokes between the Shach and the Ksos. Let's say you're going to testify to, not to your detriment, you're going to testify to your detriment. Meaning you're going to testify, not your self-interest. In our Gemara, it's for his what? Their self-interest. Why is it for their self-interest that they're going to testify that it's the squatter's apartment? Because why? They won't have to pay again. They paid already the squatter. So they won't have to pay again. But let's say you testify to your detriment. L'chovasol. Let's say you're no gay of a dover, but let's say they would testify to their detriment. Would we accept them or not? Yes or no? So the Shach says, what does the Shach say beferish? Always confuse the sheetish. You look up Simon Lamadalit for me. Thank you. The Shach says, if I'm not mistaken, it's Neman, he's believed, and the Ksos says he's still puzzle. What? How do you plug in the Machlokas? Go ahead, Michael. If the problem, though, gay, is because we're afraid he's going to what? Lie, but it's to his detriment, then we should what? We should believe him. But if it's a formal, there's a kusuf, then what? Then he's puzzle no matter what. Thank you, Yossi. Simon Lamadalit Sifkan Dalit. Right here. The Shach is of the opinion in Simon Lamad Zion. He says, Beferish, where it's against him, where it's lachuv, it's fine. So I wrote it down right. The Shach says you're believed. So that's a fundamental machlokes. The Ksos says I think you're wrong. Karov is considered to be a psul. And that's where he discusses hiring the Eidim. He says, hiring Eidim, are they possum in the Reis or possum in the Rabbanan? That's what he discusses. Okay? That's what he discusses. He wants to discuss, if Lochashin Lashaker, he discusses this concept, okay? Which we'll talk about in another time. But I want you to get these two nafkaminas. So Michael, you got it? So Gemara says, what are you talking about? This is good? There are no gambit of her. Go ahead. Amar le. That's why there are no gambit of her. Because why? Otherwise they have to pay rent again. So obviously they're going to say it's the squatters as opposed to the original guy. Go ahead. Amar le. Any dayanim that do this are low guys. Meaning that they're not bright. Any dayanim would allow them to do this, to testify after they've paid already. Shafel means they're low. Go ahead, what's the box saying, Gimel? Milo. Excellent. Meaning, aren't we talking about a case where they're holding the rent in their pocket, and they're saying, who should we pay it to? Should we pay it to the squatter, or should we pay it to the original guy? Everyone got this? Should you pay it to the squatter? Should you pay it to the original guy? Okay, David, you got me? They hadn't shelled out the rent yet. So therefore, they are not what? They are not Nogeya Bedover. They don't care who gets it. We know we have to pay. Therefore, Rava comes up with this case. Okay.
Now, I just want to mention very briefly, before we get to the Tosas, please get it. The Shaar HaMishpat brings a raya, beautiful raya. Thought it was a beautiful raya. The Shaar HaMishpat, one of the great Gedolei Achronim, in Siman Kuf Mem Sifkat and Hey, says the following. Why didn't the Gemara give the following teretz? That the bias was not rentable. Was not rentable. Therefore, there's no issue of payment. Therefore, there would not be no Gehebedavr. Why didn't the Gemara give that teretz? The Gemara asks, oh, it's no Gehebedavr. Two guys have been renting in it. Why does the Gemara answer? Just answer, they don't rent it out. Not for cash. That would have been a great answer, no? What was the Gemara's... What did Rava say? Rava said there are two guys that had been renting it from the squatter for 3 years. Right? And they paid the squatter and they said it's the squatter's. Right? The Gemara asked, there are no Gehebedavr. Why didn't the Gemara just answer that we're talking about a case where they just say, we live in this squatter's house for free? That's it. There was no cash. There was no rent. But it's the squatter's.
But they lose their house.
But it's the squatter has the title to it. And we were able to live in it for 3 years. Everyone hear that? It's a good answer. Elder, you got it? They're not no gay. They don't have to pay anything. Okay, so they're already on their way out. They're moving out. They're moving out. Okay, a good point, but I'll tell you, they're moving out now. Give that case. They don't pay rent, they're moving out. I understand that they're very appreciative, Shmuel. Now they're leaving. So there's no. What are they no Gehebedavr about?
Does it have to be that?
So that everyone got the kasha.
Yeah.
So says the Shaar HaMishpat. You see from here, since the Gemara did not give that answer, that if you live in a house that is not omed leigra, you cannot get a chazaka. If it is not made for renting, it's not omed laskara. It's not a chazaka because the Marakamah can always say that's why I didn't protest. Because there's a famous thing called what? Lo nene. What's the Gemara Baba Kama say? Andafchav? Lo nene. Excellent. Right? What's the Lashon Gemara? Ze nene. Ze lo chaser. Ze nene. Ze lo chaser. Right? I gave you the ride to the toll. I had to go that way anyway. I shouldn't charge you. Ze nene. Ze lo chaser. Right? My friend got a ride with me. But I wasn't costing anything. Okay, assuming that I didn't have to spend more gas. People, maybe the car was heavier. Let's assume it wasn't. Okay? Zen and Zelo Chasser's partner. So that's why the Marakama said, I didn't think I had to scream. So I want you to get that. He comes up with a klal. The klal is beferish. The klal is beferish. Says the Shaar HaMishpat that if a house is not omed for renting, then you cannot get a chazaka. The squatter will not get a chazaka. Because the Myra can always say, oh, I didn't protest because it didn't bother me. I wasn't going to rent out the house anyway. So I don't care if you were on it. That's what the Shaar HaMishpat. And he goes out to say, it's a machlokes in the Rishonim on this issue. It's a machlokes in the Rishonim, but he wants the side from this Gemara. Now the Sma, on the side of the page in Chosh HaMishpat, in Simen Kuf, Mem, Sifkot and Yud Aleph, argues and says it's even a chazak in that case. It is considered to be a chazaka. And the Nesiva says the Gemara could have given this teretz. But the Gemara gave another teretz. That's how the Nesiva says it. The Gemara in Sifkat Yidal, that's what the Nesiva says. He argues and he says, no, you sit in the house for 3 years, I don't care if it wasn't rentable. It's yours. Why did the Gemara give that teretz? Bless you, Chaim. Because the Gemara could have given the teretz. The Gemara gave one of two terutzim. Okay? But I want to just add on. That it is possible to say the following. And that is that, you know, the reason why a person could say that it has to do with this concept, and this is what the Gemara says, very important. The Gemara has on Daf Lamed Vav that Shvis and Olin Kilayin is not considered to be a chazaka. Okay? You follow me? Let's say you squat on a piece of land that's Orlam. Trees of Orlam. Or trees of Shvis. One of the fellows asked me about that. Or trees of Kilayim. Orla, Shvis,
The key line. Let's say you squat on one of these three things. Can you use any of these three things? Yes or no? No. The Gemara writes black on white, ain't a chazaka. Why is it not a chazaka? These three things. Why is it not a chazaka? The Rashbam says. What's the Hesber? Because why? It's us or it's Hefker. So he doesn't care to protest. So you never can get a chazaka. Because the guy's not going to protest, yes? Because he can't use it himself anyway. Oh, so the Shara Mishpat says, therefore, it makes a lot of sense to him that a house, he wants to say, that's not rentable, a house that is not rentable, that doesn't rent, you can never get a chazaka. Because the Ma'arer will always say, Zenene, the Zelo Chaser. What do I care if what my guy, this guy was squatting in my house, I don't rent anyway. So since I always reserve that right, he can never get a chazaka. You follow me, David? Just like by Orl L'Shvi'is and Kilayim. Why is it not a chazaka? Because the guy's never going to protest, the Rashbam says. Why is he never going to protest? He's never going to protest because why? It's usher. Yeah, he can't use it anyway. You follow me, Ellie? That's what the Shara Mishpat says. Now, how would you defend the Nesivis and who else? The small. That says a house that is not rentable is still a chazaka. What do you do with this Gemara? What do you do with this Gemara? I'll tell you what you do. The guy still should have protested. Do you know it's like a guy uses your car without permission? You would go crazy, right? Chutzpah, that guy. Hasher believer shus. I don't care whether you don't get cash out of your house. It's not rentable. How dare that guy sit in my house without permission? You should have still protested. And therefore, a house that's not rentable, you still could get a chazaka. Because a guy should open his mouth. It's much different than what? Than Hefker. Isser and Hefker. You're not mocking on the guy eating the stuff. Because you can't eat it anyway. But something that's not rentable, even though you're not losing anything with the fact that guy's living in the house, but I mock it. How dare that guy live in my house without any rishus? You should have protested. Since you didn't protest, it's a chazaka. So I want you to get this. What emerges is a fundamental machloikis and achronim. A house that's not rentable usually. Can a squatter get a chazaka shalosh shanim? The Shara Mishpat says no. He brings a riot from the fact that Gemara didn't give that teretz. And he compares it to this case. Ain't a chazaka. Because you take away the guy from saying, I'm not going to protest. Why? I can't use it anyway. I'm not getting cash from it. I can't use it. Both are not a chazaka. No, says the Nesivus Nismah. The house that's not rentable is a chazaka. This case is different because he can't use it anyway, so he didn't protest. But you know what? I don't care. I don't care. It's a big difference. Granted, I can't get cash out of my apartment. But who said I want you to use it? It's a chutzpah, no? We definitely can relate to that, no? Definitely can relate to that. Guy had no rishus at all to use it. Bichlal. You should have protested. Oh, what do you mean you're not going to get any cash? Still not right. Zen then is lochasa. Fine, I gave him permission to get a ride. He comes in without permission? That's going to bother you. Okay. Michael, go ahead, because we got to get to Tysus. Go ahead.
Also, for the Nesivus, Zen yes. Lochasa, you could even argue, even if you're not getting money for the rent, there's still the wear and tear of the house.
That's true, which the Gemara brings up in Baba Kama. Let's assume, though, there'll be no wear and tear. We're talking about a case where there'll be no wear and tear. The Gemara actually brings up that svar. Very good, Michael. The Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Chav has that svar. But we're talking even a case where there'll be no wear and tear. Even if there's no wear and tear, let's say the guy borrows your car, gives it a car wash, fills up the tank. Is that going to bother you still? You didn't have permission? Of course it's going to bother you. No? There was no wear and tear. It'll make it even better. Still it's going to bother you. Yes, Daniel.
If I'm no there, I don't want to get hung out from someone's property. Am I allowed to be in their house?
No.
So then I thought I hung out.
So but like I said, it's not hurting the object. It's not hurting the object. You're right, it's unknown. There's no doubt about it, it's unknown. But I'm cash-wise, I'm not devaluing it. That's the kiddush, okay? Cash-wise, you're not devaluing it. Okay, let's go to Tosos now, all right? We got it, Clore? Very good, Michael. You got it? Let's go to Tosos now. Hani Nogin, let's go. Go ahead. You got it? The third Tosos on the oven. Let's go. Okay, on the dot. Hani, go ahead. Hani Nogin, go ahead. New Michael, go ahead. Yeah.
Ha ek amigo. The honey mile amri paranala.
Agra, period. What does amigo mean? Adam, what is amigo? You could have made it better? Claim. Literally, the word amigo means since. You could have made a better claim. Since you could have made a better claim and lied on claim B, believe me on claim A. Here it's talking about testimony. What could the Adam have said, Michael? What could they have said? Why are they no gay, Tosa says. He asks. They could have said we paid the original man. They could have said we paid the original man. That's Tosa says is the kasha. If they wanted to lie, they could have said we paid the original man, not the squatter. We already paid rent. So we should believe them on what they say right now. And they said they paid the squatter. They could have said they paid the original man. So we should believe them now that they paid the what? Paid the squatter. Everyone got that? A great kasha. But it's a tremendous premise. What's the tremendous premise that Tosis is taking? That you can take a migu and apply it to Adam. Please get that. There is a Tosfos. Take a quick look. Two blot later. Take a quick look. Lamed Aleph from a base. I gave it to you. Take a quick look on the top. Okay? On Lamed Aleph from a base. Take a quick look at the top places. Tosfos there presents. Tosfos there says, migu. Bay Trey Lo Amrinin. Migu Bay Trey Lo Amrinin. What does that mean? You can never what? Lo Amrinin. You can never have a Migu by Adam. Why can you never have a Migu by Adam? Because each guy never knows what the other guy is thinking. Ain Adam Yodea Masib Alev Chaveru. Okay? So you see that Tosfos is asking the Kasha by us, Michael, and he's saying, let the Adam have a Migu. What about this Tosfos? I thought Adam can never have a Migu. And if you look, I gave it to you, get it down, the Tosarosh answers our Tosfos Kasha by saying, Migu bebetre lo amrinin. The Kasha doesn't even get off the ground. Tosarosh answers, Migu bebetre lo amrinin. Now, what's the context of this Tosfos? I'll tell you. Two sets of Adam contradict each other. So Tosfos here on Lamed Aleph and Beis says, if two Adam contradict each other, what do we do? Who wins? Are they kosher or are they not kosher? Rav Chisda says, they're liars. We don't know which are liars. They're liars. And therefore what? We never can trust them again. Two Adam come in and say, Reuven killed Shimon. Two Adam come in and say, Reuven didn't kill Shimon. What's the din? 10 a.m. in Manhattan. One of the sets are lying. We don't know which one. They're postulates forever, corner of Chisda. What does Rav Huna say? They're fine. They're fine forever as long as you don't mix and match. You know what I'm saying? You don't take one from each set. Then one of them is ultimately lying. As long as each is exactly. As long as they stay separate in futuristic cases, they're fine. Yes? That's what the Gemara says. Machlekes Rav Huna Rav Chisda. Tosfos on the top here asks. The first set came in and said Reuven killed Shimon. What did the second set say? Reuven didn't kill Shimon. Why is the second set not believed? They have a migu. What's their migu? They could have said the first set are gaslanim. They could have said the first set of Adam are robbers. You're trusting these guys? Believe the second set because they have a migu to say the first set were gaslanim. Take a look. Michael, you got it? Top of Lamed Aleph on the base. Look at, go ahead, Michael. Go ahead. The zoo bob if they had some leader. Go ahead. Tema. Believe the second set. The migu. Excellent. The second set could say the first set or Gaslanim. So you should believe the second set. They have a migu. Skip a little bit. The Odo Marie. Three lines at the end of the Tosfos. Go ahead.
Oh.
The lo shaykh miyugu ela be'adam echad. Toso says, the box says, Mishnayim lo shaykh miyugu. You don't know what each guy's thinking. You want to tell me the second set has a migu? Oh, we could have said what? That the first set of Gazlan? You don't know what the one, you have two, in the set eight, there are two people. One guy doesn't know what the other guy's thinking. So Tosus lays down a rule. Migu b'bei trei l'arminin. So go back to our Tosus. Tosus asks, why don't you believe the one, the two Adam that rented, and they could have said that we paid the original man, so we should believe them now that they paid the squatter. I thought migu b'bei trei, we don't say. So Tosus Rush actually answers Tosus Kasha by saying that. Migu b'bei trei l'arminin. But our Tosus doesn't say that. Our Tosus doesn't say that. Okay? Our Tosus continues and continues along with the Kasha. Why did our Tosus continue? Okay? Why did our Tosus not give this Teretz? Anyone have a Svara? Is everyone here? Hey, Alan, you got a Svara? Why did our Tosus not say that? Go ahead, Shmuel.
Maybe since Migu was any of only theoretical, so maybe in theory they could have both came up with the same thing.
But Tosus rules, Tosus rule. I understand, but I'm saying Tosus Sumi. So that's why I wanted to give you the Tosus Kedusha. What does Tosus write in Kedusha? I gave it to you in the Marmakomos. Tosus writes in Kedusha the following Kiddush. And Mem Gimel Amid Beis, Dibra Maskel V'Hashta. When do we say this rule? We say this rule only when they're testifying on behalf of another person. Then we say Migu B'Bei Trei. They are not believed. Because we don't believe they could be on the same page. They could have said a better lie. How do you know they could have said a better lie? You don't know what the other guy's thinking. But David, what do we say here? Here, what are they doing? Here, they're testifying on behalf of someone else or on behalf of themselves. What is their testimony here? To get them out of paying what? Rent. It's to benefit themselves. To benefit themselves, you better believe they're going to be on the same page. To potter themselves from mamon, migu bei trei lo minin. I'm going to underline this. Tosus in Kedushin. This was Tosus in Bavas. Tosus in Kedushin says the same thing here, but he says rak l'tovas achir. That's only for the benefit of someone else. But the potter mamon for yourself, achain liftor mamon atzmam. Then you are what? Then you're believed. You are neman. We give them a migu. Everyone hear that? That makes sense, no? Like, you, is it so crazy that they're both going to be on the same page? No one wants to pay. They don't want to pay again. They shelled out the money to the squatter already. The beautiful Terrence, no? Yossi, you follow me? Oh, and I'll give you another svara that our Tulsa holds. Listen to this. What's the other svara? The other svara is as follows. What's the other svara? The other svara is that they say that we paid, right? You can pay at different times. You can pay at different times, right? What's the whole point that we said Migu Bebe Trey Lomrinin? What's the whole point that we said Migu Bebe Trey Lomrinin? They don't know what the other guy's thinking. Here is no big deal. When you pay rent, when you got two guys renting an apartment, you have to pay $1,000 a month. One guy pays $500, one guy pays the other $500. That's possible that it happened. They might have paid at different times. Right? That's the svar. The svar is, Odiyashom Rekan lo have migu de betre. Kevin Amri Parano him lo trichim lomar parano chabizman echad. You don't have to say we paid it one shot together. One guy might pay 100 one week, 800 of 300 another week. Elikol echad, yochol lito chepar bizman acher. Each guy can say they paid it at a different time. Therefore, the migu makes a lot of sense. It is quite possible that you could say parati here. It is quite possible they could say it's because it has to do with themselves. You don't have to be together all the time. When you have two guys renting an apartment, they have to pay the rent at the same time. One guy can pay his rent the first of the month. One guy can pay the last day of the month. You don't have to be together. That whole principle, migu bebe trei lo minin, is we don't know what the other guy's thinking. Well, we don't have that svara here. Here we're talking about pottering themselves from mama. And here we're talking about also a possibility that each guy can what taka paid at separate times. They don't have to be together to pay. So that is why, back to our Tosus now, Michael. That is why Tosus asked Arkasha. That's why we defended why Tosus asked Arkasha, and you quickly cannot answer it like the Shita Mekubetza says B'Shem Tosus Arash Migu Beitrei Lo Amino like Tosus and Alam and Aleph. Tosus says not that way. Tosus says, I'm going to go ahead and ask this Kasha, and I'll tell you why. Because they're pottering themselves, moment number one. And number two, it is possible that, in fact, they did pay at different times. So the Migu is a very good Kasha. Okay, go ahead, Michael. Back to Tosus. Please look back at our Tosus now. Go ahead, Michael. Vav Agav. Excellent. My parach, period, lehem nebimigu. What does this mean? What did we say yesterday? When was Shavuos Hesus historically enacted? During Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was an Amora, 300 CE, 400 CE. What are we trying to do in this Gemara? Tanan, you started it today, Michael. Cheskes Abad, we're trying to interpret a Mishnah. The Mishnah was before Rav Nachman. If we're trying to teach a Mishnah, Shavuos Hesus didn't exist. Now, what does Tosa say in Maseches Kiddushin? What does the Gemara say? Once Shavuos Hesus was existed, this Migu goes out the window. Why does the Migu go out the window? Because if the two guys say they paid the squatter, what are they going to have to do also? They're going to have to take a Shavuos Hesus. That's scary. Even though we don't say it with Shem Hashem, you don't hold the Sefer Torah like we said yesterday, but it's scary. And when you have to take a Shavuos, people are scared of it. So this Migu goes out the window once you would have a Shavuos Hesus. But we're dealing with our Mishnah, where it was before historically Shavuos Hesus was enacted. So we're back to the Kasha. What on earth is the Gemara asking? Just believe them with the Migu. Why does the Gemara ask their Nogeya B'Dover? We should believe them with the Migu. That's Tosus Kasha. Everyone got that? Now, did you look up the Tosin Shavuos? What does Tosin Shavuos say? Go ahead, Yossi. One of his answers, the second answer. He says this answer, that there's a Shavuos Hesus. Tosin Shavuos, on Memheim and Beis, I gave it to you. Dibra Maskel, Aiden. Bit Aiden. You know what he says? He says that answer. We're talking about a Shavuos Hesus. So if there's a Shavuos Hesus, they have no Migu. So I don't know what you do with this historically, though. I don't know what you do historically. Are we trying to answer the Mishnah? Unless Yossi held that historically Shavuos Hesus existed during the times of the Mishnah, which is difficult, no? I don't know what Tosin Shavuos is driving at. But Tosin Shavuos just says, I'll answer Tosin's Kasha very, very quickly by saying Shavuos Hesus takes care of the Migu. What are you doing? Trying to touch the Mishnah. You have the Shavuos there? Yossi, you have the Masechah Shavuos. It's just bizarre to me. I don't know how Tosin could say it. Tosus here just clearly can't say the answer. Shavuos Hesus didn't exist. What do you want to say, that Shavuos Hesus existed during the times of the Mishnah? Very difficult. He just rolls on and he just says that answer in Shavuos. On Daf Mem Hei. I don't know how he could say that there. It didn't exist, Bizman Mishnah. But nonetheless, we have to know it. You notice it said in the brackets, look it up. The brackets at the end of the Tosus, Mem Hei at Beis. Just read it a Lashon. Okay, but we're talking about Mishnayis. That won't work for our Gemara. We're trying to touch Tanan. I was thinking, though, why do we command the Tanan? Why do we command the Tanan? It is touching the Mishnah. We came on the Tanan because of Ravuna's din of Ritzufin. Ravuna wasn't a Mora. So what got us entangled in trying to interpret our Mishnah is who? Another Amora. You follow what I'm saying? That's what got us entangled in this. So maybe that's what Tosus means. We're not trying to touch the Mishnah straight up. We got entangled in this Kasha of the Mishnah because of another Amora of Huna. So if you have Shavuos Hesus in mind, then the Gemara wouldn't even ask its Kasha. Maybe. Okay. But nonetheless, Tosus continues by us, Michael. What's his terrence? Go ahead. What does the Bach say? Bidin. Shemizakacha bidin v'yitpe pa b'yam sham shenis. What's this teretz? Amazing teretz. What's the teretz?
If you're scared to say that we paid you, because maybe the other person paid and
ended up paying. Okay, let's get clear now. Who are the pronouns?
Well,
The miga was that they could say they're going to pay the original man. They could have said they paid the original man, right? What would happen if they say they paid the original man? What did they in reality do? They paid who? At this point of the Gemara, they paid who? The squatter. You want to tell me they had a migu, they say they could have paid the original man? What's going to happen? If the din Torah is that the muhsik wins, what's he going to do? He's going to say, aha, he already pocketed cash once. He says, I'll pocket it again. Didn't you guys say you paid the original man and not me? He'll take him to the din Torah and collect from them twice. Therefore, they're never going to get those words out of their mouth because they're afraid. No, you got me? They're afraid that the squatter is going to collect from them a second time. Because once the Beis Din decides that he's the winner and gets the land, oh, you guys said you paid who? You paid the original owner? That means you didn't pay me. Even though in reality he did pay them. And he pocketed the money. So he's going to take them, Din Torah, and collect from them twice. But whenever you're afraid to say the claim, it's never a good migu. Migu means, believe me on claim A, because I could have made claim B. You never would have made claim B, because you're afraid you're going to get what? You're afraid you're going to get smashed. Okay? Now, one sec, Yossi. I thought to myself the following. I thought to myself that, why don't you say the following? Ask him for the money back, right? Why shouldn't the Aiden ask for the money back from the squatter? Let him give the money back to them and then let them testify. Wait, do you hear what I'm saying? Why don't we just say that? Why don't we just have the squatter give the money back to the Aiden and then let the Aiden testify? Let the squatter give the money back and the squatter will say, testify that it's really my land. Why is that difficult? Do you hear my suggestion? That would take care of Nogea. It's not so elaborate. You just let the squatter give the money back that he got for rent, give it back to the two guys, and let the two guys testify. What'd you say?
He spent all the money for the last 3 years.
He collected rent already. He has a kid in the bank account. Let him get back the money. That'll solve Nogea Bedover. Yeah, so the two Adam will say they lived in it for 3 years. No, I'm asking. No, he's using this aid. He's using these two guys. These two guys are testifying.
And afterwards, you can still claim.
What did the Gemara ask? Yes, it said they're Nogei Bedover, right? So I'm saying solve the Nogei Bedover by let the squatter give the money and rent that he collected back to them, and then what? Let them testify on his behalf.
We're assuming that you already proved that it was his other one.
Well, the answer of the Gemara is that he hadn't paid the rent out. So the Gemara in the Havamin at this point said he had paid the squatter. So I'm suggesting let the squatter give the money back to the Aiden that takes away the Nagia Bedover, and then they'll testify. Why is that bad? So, who said that? So Zeh, okay, the Rashba says it's kind of a bribe. They're going to be embarrassed to testify against the squatter. The squatter just gave them the money back and in a sense is requesting from them to testify on his behalf. In a sense, the Rashba is a lush, and you look it up. I'll give it to you tomorrow. Mispayesh. They're embarrassed. They would be embarrassed to say against the squatter. So that's why it's kind of like a bribe. That would not be acceptable. This Aedis would not be acceptable because they would be afraid to say against it. Here they get the money back. This guy's such a tzaddik. He gives us the money back. We have to testify on his behalf. So it's kind of like a bribe. We can't accept his testimony. The Rashba has that lashon. Okay. Yes, Ellie, go ahead.
I don't understand why that would be a bribe. They're not keeping the money. The money is going to either the Marathon or the squire. They're only getting the money, so it's not a biased situation. So
I understand, but at the same time that they give the money back, they make a request. And they say, testify on our behalf, on my behalf.
Why don't you say that? Don't give the money back to them. However, the two agents, they're not going to give the dollar because why? Let's say it comes through that the Marakam really was the case. The money that they did give to the squatter were just transferred over to the Marakam. They're not paying twice.
Do you hear what Ellie's saying? What's Ellie saying? He's saying, what's the big deal? The Gemara says they're no gave a double. because they paid the rent, right? That's a that they paid the rent already. If it turns out that the marakama is what? Is really the aid. So what's the big deal? It is a big deal. Because they're going to have to go to another Din Torah to get their money back. You follow me?
Why isn't it one Din Torah? Meaning if it's more common,
because it's going to be a hassle. It's going to be a big hassle. The Mikhail Yosef said that, but fair. That's what I want you to see. The Mikhail Yosef says it's going to be a big hassle. And they don't want that hassle. Okay? You're right. They, in the event, they could be able to recover the money, but it's going to be a big hassle, and it's going to be a big ordeal.
Their hassle is the more common hassle.
Well, we're talking about a situation where the Mikhail Yosef commented that they're no gabed over, therefore they're not acceptable. Right? They're not acceptable. But I'm saying, in the you cannot stop explaining everything away and say, no big deal. Everyone will recover the money. It's not true. They don't want to have that hassle. Therefore, there's going to be no gabed over. Because they want to be able to save that they're not going to be paid twice. They're going to have to take a guy who didn't tire again. They don't want to have that hassle at all. I'm saying, I can even strengthen your point and say, why are they no gabed over? Why are they no gabed over? What do you mean they don't want to have to pay twice? Why do they have to pay twice? They'll go after the guy so they'll get their money back. That's a hassle. No one wants to have to do that.
Well, they have to go after them, or the Gemara comments?
No. I'm just saying, just shot on the Gemara itself. You could ask directly on the Gemara. The Gemara said they're no gabed over because they paid already. And they don't want to what? They don't want to have to pay again rent. And if they had to pay again rent to the original guy, they'll get their money back from the squatter. No, but they have to go to a din Torah. It's a hassle. I'm saying your point is a great point, but it all hinges upon no one wants to do that. No one wants to have a din Torah, God forbid. It's a hassle. Might take a long time. You need liquidity. You need the cash. So that the Mikhail Yosef makes that point. You follow me? All right. Very good. Yes, go ahead, Shmuel. Who's taking the money and run? The Gemara says that they paid already.
Yeah, I know, but you're saying that the Mosav would give the money back, then why would he do that? They may just take it on me and not testify, because if they testify...
Okay, all right. You mean, as you're saying, you want to answer the kasha differently. Once they give the money, they might just pick up and leave and not testify?
Yeah.
Okay, it's possible. We're not assuming we're talking about Rishonim, though, okay?
Yeah, but you said that the Negro doesn't work because they can't have the first claim that they paid the owner.
Right.
Because
the Maxik would collect from them twice.
Right. So they were assuming the Maxik is a Russia?
No, we're not assuming the Maxik is a Russia. But he's just saying, you're right, he would be a wicked guy. But you guys said it. It's not an overt Russia. You follow what I'm saying? You guys said you didn't pay me. You paid the original guy. And even though in reality you didn't pay me, I'm just saying what you said. You're right. It also would be Rishus, but it's not overt. That's what I'm saying. Because he's just saying what they said. In this case, we're not assuming that he's going to what, when he gives the money back, he makes that request. I'm saying it could be an answer, there might be another answer. But the Rashba says it's a kind of form of shochad. Okay, I want to just get to the following, okay? Let me just get to the following with the Ravid, okay? Yeah, the Rashba just asked, why don't you take care of the whole problem of Nogei Abedavra by doing what? Let the squatter give the money back to them. They're no longer no gabed over. Yes? The answer is because they're going to be embarrassed to say against the squatter, so we can't trust their testimony. It's kind of like Shochan, like Zevi said. Okay? Yes, yeah, real quick, go ahead.
I just don't understand. If the point is that they're going to pull shtick and corroborate, then why would...
Who's they?
The Adim and the Masif, right?
The Aiden paid the squatter already.
Right, and we're worried they're no gabed Aiden, meaning they have a vested interest and they want the master to keep the land.
Yes, because they don't want to pay again.
So
yes.
The assumption is they're going to lie.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So in that case, why aren't we assuming that the master, when he wins, is going to ask the Aiden for the money? I mean, if they're corroborating, then the master isn't going to ask.
Because it's all within Tulsa's scheme. What was Tulsa's kasha? Tulsa's kasha is that they shouldn't be no gabed over because they have a migu. They could have said they paid the original guys,
right?
The reason why, and therefore they shouldn't be no gabed over. A migu makes you acceptable. Okay. That's the whole point of the migu. I'm glad you asked it. Migu should trump the fact that you shouldn't be no gabed over. Minatzeach, victorious al negir, al nogev adam. Right? The answer is it's not victorious because this migu is not acceptable because they never would make that claim. They never would make that claim. What?
Why not?
No.
The Moxie won't ask for the money back. That's
please,
just, that's simple.
Listen to what Yossi's asking. Yossi's asking a good kasha. What did Tosos ask when he says the migus minatzeach and nogeya? What is the premise of that kasha? What does nogeya b'davar mean? Let's assume the first approach. We're afraid you're lying. Like Yossi said, we're afraid they're lying. They don't want to have to pay rent again. They paid it already. So they're going to side with the squad and we can't trust them. The question is, if you have a migu, what's the migu? I'm not boxed in the corner. They could have also said they paid the original guy. So if you have a choice of saying one way or the other, then you're believed. You're not no gabadover. That's the linchpin of this statement. Why does Migu beat out Nagia? Because a Migu makes you that you're saying the truth. Because they had two options. They could have said they paid the original guy, or they could say they paid the squatter. So believe them on whatever they say. That's what Tois is asking on the Gemara. I'm glad he asked. That's goof what Tois is asking. The Migu's not magic. The Migu should make them believable. Michael, you follow what I'm saying? The Migu should make them honest. Noah, you follow me? David. The Migu should make them honest. They're not no gay anymore. Why does it make them honest? Because beforehand we thought they're boxed in a corner. They have to side with the squatter, so they shouldn't pay rent again. So they're no gay, but we can't accept them. Frek Tysus, Tysus has to have a migu. The migu doesn't box him in the corner. They could have said they paid the original guy. They could have said they paid the squatter. So when they say they paid the squatter, believe them. Tysus answers, this migu is bogus. Because they're never going to make that claim that they paid the original guy. Because they're scared to the wits that the squatter will collect from them a second time and say, oh, you guys said you paid the original guy. You haven't paid me a penny, even though they did pay. Collect from a second time. So Nachamol, they're boxed in a corner that they're going to have to say they paid who? The squatter. Right, and therefore they're not believed.
Things are not boxed in because the Moxic won't claim a second time. Because
they will. No, they will. Lamaisa, they will. Because we're chaysh. We're chaysh, like Shmuel said, because they said that.
It's such a miyat, though. It's
all theoretical. In the event that they didn't corroborate, what are we saying? In the event that they said they paid the original guy, on that point, they're not corroborating with him. It's all on the possibility that they will say they paid the original guy. Is that corroborating with the squatter?
It could be.
No, it's not. When they say we paid the original guy, is that corroborating? That's not corroborating with the squatter. That's saying that the original guy's the owner.
Right.
That's exactly your point. On that side, they're not corroborating.
But when they say you pay the moxie.
But that's the whole point of a migu. Theoretically, I have that other claim. They never would make that claim. Because they wouldn't be corroborating with the guy. No, they wouldn't be corroborating with the guy. That's exactly the point. Okay? I'm glad he asked me that. That's the point. I'm glad Yossi asked me. That's the premise of this kasha. Migu's not magical. Why does a migu take care of the gi? Because you're not boxed in. You could have said either way. I said this way, believe me. You don't have a migu. When you don't have a migu, you're boxed into saying only one thing. Therefore, you're no gabadover. You're not believed. Okay? That's the chiddush. That's what Tais is saying. Now, I wanted to mention a few guys. We should chaser every night. Or in the morning before you start going invite to the new Marma Kumbles. So you have it in mind. If you have questions, you can ask me. We shouldn't pile it all down. Pile it up till before the Bechina. Okay, you go over every night or every morning. Okay, this is the premise of Tais Kash. Now I want to just get to Ravid before we get to Halach. It's late. The Ravid says as follows. Listen to this. Oh, it's late already. Let me just say the Ravid, we'll close with that, then we've got to go to Halachi. Okay. Just want to tell you the Ravid. The Ravid asks the following kasha. Interesting. He says the following. What's the answer to the Gemara? What's the ultimate answer to the Gemara, Michael? Did they pay rent yet?
No.
No, they're holding it. Nakia means they're holding it in their pocket. So they didn't. They're not no gabadaver. Therefore, Rava says we believe them. Fine. The Ravid asks, "What's the ikar chazaka? What's the ikar chazaka? Whenever you have a chazaka, cheska shalashonim, using the property, utilization. Has this guy utilized it? He hasn't gotten a penny of money. He hasn't gotten any rent. How can the squatter attain a chazaka on this land when he hasn't received a penny of rent? There's no achilles payers. Achilles payers doesn't have to be fruits, it could be cash. He hasn't had any cash. So lefi the maskana of the Gemara, how does he get it? How do you save shot in the Mishnah? This is what the Ritva, the Ravid asks. Chlor, everyone got that kasha chlor? Michael? Fi the maskana. Ron, you got it? How is that for sake? Go ahead, Elliot.
It's credit, it's coming to him. It's already like it's in his pocket.
With what, though? Very good. With what? A star. The Ritva said, Ravid says he has a star. If you have a star, what's the famous comment? Beishana Bisul and Sota Dafkafe? Kola Omid Ligvos? Anything that's ready to be collected, Alan? Kigavui Domi. Excellent.
It's after 3 years. He lost his star.
What'd you say?
It's after 3 years. He lost his star.
Oh. But it's a star chov on the rent. No, the star is not on the purchase. The star is the star for the. The star you're asking the star is on the fact that he's owed rent.
Right.
That's not, right? That he should keep for 100 years.
Right.
I mean, it's a good point. I see what you're saying. You see that when it comes to real estate, people lose their stars after 3 years, but the Ravid is assuming he'll still keep the star for longer if it's a loan, which makes sense. It's a loan is a loan, okay? Whereas you have proof of property, but it's a very good point, Yossi. Very good. Star, Omeid, Ligvos, very good, Alan. That's from Sota Daf Chafei. So very good, Elliot. He has the star. The Rashba doesn't buy this answer, the Raven. The Rashba is Cholek. He says, even if you don't have a star Chov, it's a Chazaka. It's a Chazaka. And you know what he says? He says, these guys that are using my property for 3 years, these two guys, they're like my Shluchim. They're mamish like my Shluchim. They're like my Shliach. And therefore, it's as if I was using it. You hear that shot?
This is the Rashba now?
This is the Rashba himself, yes. We have to elaborate on that a little bit more tomorrow, okay? But I want you to get that down, okay? Rashba says, even if you don't have a star, Elliot, it's still good because they're like my shluchim. Okay? All right? This is that step of the Gemara, okay? Are we got a Klortz Geshma, the Amelism. The Amelis. We're going to work in the Cheskes Abatim. Every line, Lamais. Okay? That's the Teretz of the Gemara. Try. We got it? All right, let's go to Halacha, and then we'll close. All right. There is a din, Halacha Lamais, when we come to, there is a Halacha, when we come towards Rosh Hashanah, we'll talk more about Yom Kippur next week, and but it's very important, when we have the Halacha, on Rosh Hashanah, that we cannot talk throughout all of Chazar Shashatz. In general, though, you know, you're not allowed to talk during Chazar Shashatz. We try to be very makbid in our shul about it, in Shabbos in general. Do you know what the Machaber writes about someone who talks during Chazar Shashatz? And it's very important. If you guys are makbid upon this when you're a bocher, you'll be makbid when you're a bala boss. Makbid. But if you're not when you're a bocher, you'll end up doing it when you're a bala boss. You know what the Machaber says? Godel Avono Minsoa. Who said that? Cain, after he killed Hevel, no? Machaber rarely quotes Psukim. He says, great is the sin, bearing of iniquity. So we should never talk during Chazar Shashatz, ever. Okay? And moreover, certainly during Tekiah Shofar. Okay? Certainly during Tekiah Shofar. Because the Ramban has a comment. Okay? Bad is a very important comment. And I think on Thursday we're going to do Nyani Shofar. Okay? The Rabban has a very beautiful comment where he writes that, and the Rav translated it as, you know what a shofar is?
davening without words. Beautiful formulation. It's davening without words. Shofar has to be done in the context of tefillah. And the Rav Zatzal pointed out that Chazar Shashatz is called the Tefillas HaTzibur. We're obligated to daven privately to Hashem. We're obligated to daven as a tzibur. Chazar Shashatz is the tzibur davening. That's how the Rav would always keep his feet together during Chazar Shashatz, even during the week. And he would not answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Anytime someone's motzi you in a bracha, you're never allowed to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. If someone says Kiddush and Avdallah for you, never say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Might be a hefsek. We pass can be the evidence if you did your yotzeh. But you never should do that. So the Rav felt that the chaz is being motzi you in Chazar Shashatz. So you should not answer Baruch Hu Shemo. Now that's against the Mishabur. No problem. You can do whatever you want. All like the Mishabur or the Rav. Mishabur said he could answer Baruch Hu Shemo. But the Vilna Gaon is quoted in the Maaser Rav that he did not answer Baruch Hu Shemo. Not because of the Rav's reasoning. He was just afraid if he answered Baruch Hu Shemo, he wouldn't hear the end of the bracha. He wouldn't be able to answer Amen. But nonetheless, there's something called Tfilas HaTzibur. Tfilah B'Tzibur is what? What is Tfilah B'Tzibur? This is very important. A lot of guys don't know this. You have to daven Shmoneh Esrei together with the Tzibur. Excellent. You should never lag behind. Once the Tzibur is up to Yishtabach, you have to daven Yishtabach with them. The silent Shmoneh Esrei is daven together. That's called Tfilah B'Tzibur. You come a little bit late, you have to say Baruch Shomar, Ashrei. You have to say Ashrei. And then Yishtabach. Right, the next is the fifth Chalukah, then the third, then the first. But that's the mandate of all davening. You can't just go into davening in a minute and say, oh, I'm going to daven on my own. Then daven b'yichidus. There's a notion you want to guide yourself and don't lag behind. Even though sometimes if you daven slower. You got to get in the habit of being with the tzibur. And you just start Shmoneh Esrei with the tzibur. That's called tefillah b'tzibur. Hashem listens to all our tefillahs, but it's heightened when you daven b'tzibur. You're shachin raw if you don't go to minyan. Mechaber calls you a bad neighbor based on the Gemara and Brachos. Hashem is the greatest neighbor. If you don't go to shul and minyan, we're being a bad neighbor. The greatest neighbor in the world is the Eibishter. It's a Kodesh Baruch. That's what the Mechaber says. We always got to make sure we go to minyan. But that's tefillah b'tzibur. Tefillah HaTzibur is the Chazar Shashatz. So, the Rav held, not only can he not talk during Chazar Shashatz, but he also said during the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, you should not answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Because listen to this. If you talk during Chazar Shashatz, then it would blow up the Tefillah HaTzibur, and then it blows up the context in which the shofar should be said on. And therefore, it could be that you wouldn't even be Yotze the shofar. You're the shtickle player. Tremendous chiddush. So we have to be very makbid. The minig ha'olam, though, is that the makri, you know, the rov, the makri, whoever's the makri, that says tkiya shofar, that's part of Tzorach Mitzvah, and therefore he can do it. But Rav Blauer, the Mashgiach, Shlit in the Yeshiva, if you ever daven in Rosh Hashanah, he doesn't say Tkiyah Shfar. He just points to the what? The Tokeya, of where he's at. Now, the minute I don't do that. I actually say the words because I'm afraid a guy might get mixed up. But I want you to understand the Shtigl Torah. It's based on all Tfilas HaTzibur. The notion of davening together, okay? So it's a very important one. Now, if you don't have to hold like the Rav. You could answer Baruch Shemal, and you don't have to keep your feet together, but you certainly can't talk. It's a very important thing. We have to be B'nai Torah and grow into Talmud Chacham that we don't talk. That's it. Finish. We don't talk. You get yourself into a habit that during that time and during davening, we don't talk. In our show, we try to be machmen not to have any talking in any part of the davening between the Aliyahs, okay? I'm not saying that there are some guys, obviously, that don't always listen. But that's a notion. You don't talk till after the end of davening. Now, Aaron, go ahead.
Yeah, if you finish your personal Shmoneh Esrei after the Rosh Hashanah, you lost your chance to participate in the Rosh Hashanah?
Even if you have, not everyone agrees with the Rav that there's such a concept. That doesn't mean you can talk. But I'm saying it could be. Rav Shechter, I think, once said, yes, it could be that you might not be Yotze Tefillah HaTzibur. But that doesn't mean you can talk.
Unless you still keep your feet together?
Yeah, you can still keep your feet together. Still can keep your feet together. Could be that you may have lost it, but that doesn't allow you to talk, and you can still keep your feet together. But like I said, you don't have to do that like the Rav. You don't have to keep your feet together, but everyone agrees you can't talk.
So if the Rav, if
I'm sure he still would have probably. I'm sure he still would have kept his feet together. Okay. All right. Now let's close with this point. Okay. There's a lot more points we have to do, but when the Baal Tokea blows shofar, okay, what are the three combos? Tarat, Tkia Trua Tkia, Tashat, right? Tarat, Tkia Trua Tkia, Tashat, Tkia Shvarim Tkia, and Tashrat, Tkia Shvarim Trua Tkia. Those are the three combos. Now they're complicated, didn't it? We're going to go over very briefly, not today. We'll go over briefly what you have to know. Okay, you should have to know everything, but the basics. What I want to just close with is the following. In Tashrat, when he does Shvarim Trua, the Reish stands for the Trua. Do you do Shvarim Trua with one breath or two Neshimas? Machloikis Mechaber Ramo. Machloikis Mechaber Ramo. I forgot to bring the Mishnah Berurah. I always confused. I think the Ramah says Nishimachas, no matter what. We don't follow. Minigashka is not to follow the Ramah. We follow the Mechaber. The Mechaber says you split it up. Now, I always let me see if I get this right too. We'll check it for tomorrow. I think what he says is in the Tkiyas de Miyushuv, before Shmon Esrei, you do with one neshama, one breath, and the tkiyas dum umud, which is the ones in the middle of Shmon Esrei, you do with what? Two breaths. So he does shvarim with one breath, and the chua with another breath. Okay, so I think it's 1-2, I think. We'll check it out, we'll verify everything for tomorrow. But nonetheless, I always tell my Baal Tokea every year that he's got to remember, tkiyas dum yushuv is one breath when he does tashrat, and in Tkiyas Dim Uma, you do two breaths. Okay? There are other many more details we'll have to see. We'll do the basics of it, that we should at least know. Halach Lomaisa. It's all Sugi in the end of Rosh Hashanah, and it's in Shulchan Aruch. So we have to know the din. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good day. Tomorrow, Blinair, we'll do more. We'll go back and we'll do more halachas. Thursday, we'll do Shulchan.